Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has expressed regret over the fall of the Slovak government. The deficit in public finances in 2011 should drop below 4% of GDP, according to the Czech Finance Ministry. And the Czech Republic is to reopen its embassy in Libya. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said at a press briefing in Prague on Wednesday the fall of the Slovak government over an EU bailout fund was bad news. The Czech cabinet has a close working relationship with Prime Minister Iveta Radičová's pro-reform government. In developments on Wednesday, three out of Slovakia's four centre-right coalition parties struck a deal with a left-wing opposition party, Smer, on support for the EU rescue fund in a repeat vote later this week, to be followed by early elections in March of next year. The deficit in Czech public finances in 2011 should drop below 4% of GDP, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek told the Budgetary Committee of the Czech Lower House on Wednesday. Originally, the ministry had forecast a deficit of 4.6%, a projection later modified to 4.2%. The Czech National Bank has also forecast a deficit of 3.8% for this year. According to the ministry's long-term outlook, the 2012 deficit should drop to 3.5% and reach 2.9% the year after. The Czech Republic is sending members of the country's rapid deployment squad to protect the Czech embassy in Libya. Following a reconnaissance mission by a special team, the Czech Foreign Ministry on Wednesday approved Ambassador Josef Kotsky's return to Tripoli on Thursday. The special unit is to remain at the embassy for as long as necessary. The Czech Foreign Ministry also earmarked 4 million crowns from its aid fund for humanitarian aid for Libya. The government on Wednesday debated a report on the plight of the country's Romani minority, which for the most part lives in social exclusion. According to available statistics, there are around 400 slums in the Czech Republic with an estimated 80,000 inhabitants, predominantly Romanies. Prime Minister Nečas told reporters that the key to breaking the vicious circle of poverty, unemployment and social exclusion was to give Romani children equal opportunities in education and help them overcome cultural barriers. A Prague court has slapped a 40 million crown fine on the Czech Communist Party for cancelling a sales contract on one of its buildings in the city centre. The party put the building up for sale and signed a contract with the Italian firm Postere, but later changed its mind and scrapped the deal as disadvantageous. Party officials have not so far commented on the verdict. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with rain in places and day temperatures between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.